It's Women of Influence Day here on 88.7 MyFM. I'm now joined by author and comedian Deborah Kimmett. Now, Deborah, can you tell me a bit about your career path, where it all began?
Well, I'm a comedian. I've been a comedian for 40 years, and I started out in radio, radio communications, and quickly went into comedy. I started at the Second City in 1981, and have always performed my own comedy and written books and CDs and performed all over, mostly North America.
And now in these last 40 years, has there been something that's really motivated you, pushed you to do this?
Well, I've written lots of books, and I love writing, and my mind is ultimately creative. So I guess I just, you know, love creating new things. And my way of communicating has also been through a comedic lens. So, you know, getting paid for what I love to do has motivated me. And, you know, at the beginning, since I've been about 28 years of age, I have always worked in the business that I chose to be in, which I think is pretty fortunate. You know, I know a lot of people have to, especially in this day and age, have to change careers quite a few times in their life to get the one that will pay them, make them a living. So I'm pretty lucky that way. And I just love that I have a way to express my creativity and get paid for it.
And now, do you have an accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Well, I just finished, I'm not the most proud of, but I could say my children, but I think they already know that I'm proud of them. They're in their 30s, and they're fantastic adults, so I look at them and I'm very proud of them. But I also feel this last couple of years I wrote a book, and it was a very personal memoir called Window Shopping for God. And I'm very proud of how I stuck with it, and you know, I'm getting it ready to be released to publishers and agents to see if it's going to get published. But I am the most proud of my discipline, because I write and work every day on my craft, and it's a gift that I don't even think I earned it. I just like doing it, but it's one of those things that I'm proud that I accomplished things that I set out to do.
And one last question for you. Do you happen to have any advice for any young woman in the community who may want to grow up and take a similar career path such as your own?
Well, all I can say is women should not give away their power to other people, and to take responsibility for what you can do for your career. I was a very wishful thinker when I was young and thought I was going to get discovered. But I have found that it's connection to other people that pays off. And if you're a woman who's balancing a family, especially, don't give away your good energy to housework. A messy house is fine. Use your good hours for your creativity and then clean your house or decorate later.
Well, thank you, Deborah, for joining me today. And thank you for being such a great woman of influence in our community.